President Trump says the U.S. did conduct a military strike inside Venezuela that killed Hector Nino Guerrero Flores, and he's the alleged leader of Tren de Aragua. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said this strike targeted a compound run by Tren de Aragua earlier this week, and the administration released a video showing a building being destroyed, but has provided few operational details. Now, what remains unclear is the extent of Venezuela's involvement and whether other senior gang members were killed or captured. And I highlight the question about whether Venezuela was cooperating or not in this particular situation, Ian.
Okay, what do we know about Tren de Aragua, and what threat did they or Guerrero Flores pose to the United States?
Tren de Aragua, it's a prison gang, and it started years ago in Venezuela and evolved into one of the most significant transnational criminal organizations in this part of the world. Authorities link it to human trafficking, migrant smuggling, extortion, kidnappings, contract killings, and other organized crime activities across Latin America and in the United States. So Guerrero was considered the gang's founder and the main leader. U.S. officials have been arguing that this organization exploited migration routes and weak border controls to expand its influence, making it both a law enforcement and a national security concern.
Now, the timing of the announcement strikes me odd, and perhaps you as well, coming on a Friday night when a lot of folks really aren't paying attention and say, we got this gang leader, when normally you would expect something like that would be, you know, in the middle of the day and lots of breaking news alerts and all that.
This administration uses information as a tool, and it's not unusual to ask that question that you just asked. And I can't actually think of a more important question. Why in the dead of night on a Friday night, days after it happened, are you announcing this? And that's a question that I'm certain they're going to get asked from others as well. The U.S. and Venezuela have spent years at odds politically and diplomatically, and we all know what happened in that 48-minute attack several months back when Nicolas Maduro was plucked out of there, taken to New York, and is facing charges there. If Venezuelan authorities provided intelligence access or operational support, it suggests a new level of security cooperation focused on dismantling criminal organizations. But again, the timing of this is questionable in many people's minds, and certainly from what I see.
There's some questions to how much Venezuela was involved in this U.S. operation. And is it possible that there could be more action in the region? And could Venezuela become more heavily involved?
If they were truly and indeed cooperating, it's, I guess, likely. You know, the strike appears consistent with the broader Trump administration strategy of treating major transnational organizations as security threats rather than solely law enforcement problems. And if Guerrero's death is confirmed, U.S. officials may move more quickly to target other senior Tren de Aragua figures and related criminal networks, you know, while this organization is disrupted. But the other part of this is what you asked in the very beginning of this discussion. Is what threat did they pose to the U.S.? A prison gang and a terror group are different things. And in this case, Tren de Aragua is being painted as a terrorist organization. You can call it that, but there are some very specific activities that actually go along with being labeled and essentially classified, certified as a terrorist organization. That stuff is not there. But I'm sure that the Trump administration is going to explain more as more people ask more questions about this.